songs have great meaning, right? Songs help us to understand, helps us to process things. And so when the people of God at that time, when they met the angels who came down to share the word to say that Christ is coming, all right, they had some reaction, okay? There was some response to it. So when we talk about promises, okay, we covered this last week. When we talk about promises, you actually expect some form, there's a serious expectation that comes out of it, all right? For the people who receive that promise, I mean, what do you expect? You expect that it will be fulfilled, right? That it will be fulfilled timely and that it will be accurately done and that to your satisfaction, right? But if you're the guy that is giving the promise, what are you expecting the person to have? You expect him to believe you, right? Now, what if, okay, this is really what Christmas is all about in a sense, all right? What if you get a promise and for a long time, it never got fulfilled yet? For a long, long, long time. Okay, supposing you invite someone for dinner or you're always looking for a friend who is who visits town. You know, you have an overseas friend or an outstation friend who used to come to KL, and then you tell, every time you come to KL, you know, just give me a call and we'll go out and have dinner, all right? And the guy will say, I promise you I will do that. Every time I come to KL, I'll give you a call. And then for years, he never do that, all right? And you find out that last week he was just in town and he never called you, all right? You know, so Christmas like that, all right? In a sense, Christ, the Messiah, was prophesied to come way back as far back as Isaiah. That was like 700 years before he actually came, right? And after the book of Malachi, there was 400 years of silence, okay? And so when in the fullness of time, the Bible says in the fullness of time, Christ came, right? At the right time when Christ came, he had to make an announcement. And so really this series is about the people, the characters in the Bible who encountered the angels who broke the news, and we want to see how they react to it, all right? So last week we talked about Mary and Zechariah, and tonight we're going to see how the angels and how Simeon's an old guy, how they reacted to the birth of Christ itself, all right? So today actually is special because today is the promise fulfilled today, right? God promised, but today God actually, Jesus was born today. Amen? Okay, so we're going to talk about the angels and Simeon's song. So there are actually three characters out of tonight, three personalities that we want to look at from tonight's message. Okay? And you find that we start with Luke chapter 2 from verses 8 to 9. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Interesting here, it says that in the same region, as you know, that the preceding verses tell us that Christ was born in Bethlehem. All right. So in the same region, meaning around there. Around there, there were these shepherds out in the field. And it's also interesting info to know that the shepherds were out watching over their flock by night. That means they were like tending to their sheep throughout the night. Something to note, all right? And as we go on, you find that it says an angel of the Lord appeared, right? The angel of the Lord appeared to Mary, appeared to Zechariah, and now he appeared to the shepherds. Okay, and every time when you face an angel, what was the reaction? Great fear. All right, Mary was deeply troubled. Okay, Zechariah was in great fear. Okay, the shepherds, they were all in great fear. And one of the things I mentioned last week is that, you know, the angels, the heavenly angels, are not kind of sometimes not like the angels that we think of. All right. Sometimes in your Christmas cards and all that, you find these little baby angels with wings, and they're so cute and all that. But the angels in the Bible are different. Angels in the Bible are heavenly beings. All right, they're spirit beings. They are strong. They're powerful. They basically basically serve and minister alongside God. All right, so these guys are not puny little things, okay? And so when they appeared before these people, Mary and Zechariah, and of course the shepherd, you know, there was great fear. But the angel said, fear not, okay? Fear not, because there's good news, okay? So we're going to just move along, and I'll come back to all these characters. Verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly, all right, and suddenly there was the angel, suddenly as with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. So here you find that while the angel was talking to the shepherds, this, you know, as they were announcing the arrival of Jesus, or Jesus is born, you know, in Bethlehem, is nearby and all that, and as he was doing that, you find that a multitude of heavenly hosts all of a sudden appeared in front of all these shepherds, okay? Other angels, right? The word host here is, again, not exactly how we understand it, all right? Andrea hosted us just now over here. She did a great job, right, hosting us here. All right? If you visit my house, my wife is a great host. She will host you well, all right? But that's not the meaning of the host here. Okay? The meaning of the host here is that it is an army. So you find that while this angel was talking, boom, there was an heavenly army just appeared. And not only is this an army, a multitude of army. You know, it would have been a glorious sight if we were there. All right? The entire place could have been filled with angels. Even the skies would have been filled with angels. And it would have been a glorious sight. And it's just amazing. Okay? And so all these angels came out, and suddenly, as in they were so excited, they came out. And how did they respond?